School choice has become a hot-button issue in Kentucky. The General Assembly has passed a law to establish charter schools and not yet funded it. There have been proposals for scholarship tax credits for private schools that were very controversial this last session and the year before. So what is your position on school choice?
Well, being a former public school teacher myself, my dad being in public education for 50 years and 39 years in the classroom, I'm not only talking the talk here today, I've walked the walk. I serve in the General Assembly, and my voice has been very loud and clear on this issue. I have voted against, I spoke against on the House floor charter schools. I think the attempt to try to privatize public education is wrong. Charter schools and an already underfunded public education system to take public education dollars out of the public classroom and move it to a charter school, which will be run by a private for-profit corporation, is wrong. It's not good for Kentucky. It's not good for the children of Kentucky. It's not good for the education system of Kentucky. So I'm very opposed to charter schools. School choice to give tax credits to be able to send your children to private schools is, again, taking money out of the general fund, which will have a very negative impact on public education. I'm very opposed to that. I was opposed to the bill. House bill, I think it was 205 in this last session. It's a bad piece of legislation. Again, we're already talking about an underfunded public education system. We're talking about trying to generate more revenue to put into public education. Both of these, I think, attempts are really bad pieces of legislation. Charter schools are something that I've been very outspoken about, along with the school choice issue as well. I think that if we're going to have a healthy economy, and we want to have the Kentucky we want to have, we've got to have a world-class public education system here in Kentucky that is well-funded to give our children the opportunity that they need to a quality public education. And that's what I support.